Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Today's Sunday, May 22nd, 2016. I'm here on the grounds of Trinity Baptist Church here in Jacksonville, Florida, 800 Hammond Boulevard, for the 9 a.m. church service. Pastor Tom Messer is a friend of mine. It's a little after 8 a.m. Eastern time, which is a little after 5 a.m. Pacific time. I'm simulcasting this broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 here on video. And God willing, later on, I'll upload this video to my YouTube site. Also, check out my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. It's a bright and sunshiny day here in Jacksonville, Florida. If you've been following my show, I've been back here to Jacksonville over a month now from Los Angeles, California. I took a Greyhound bus, a couple buses, like three buses all the way across America. And for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, this is a 15-minute live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Hey, Gene, how you doing, sir? Shall be saved. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Gene's a friend of mine. He's an usher here at Trinity Baptist Church. And now I want to put in a good word. I said that I would put in a good word for this Larry's Giant Subs. Stand by. Right here. Here's their menu. They're located, this one, 7895 Normandy Boulevard, number 167, Jacksonville, Florida, 32221. Their phone number, 904-781-7600, or you can fax them with your order, 904-781-7601. You're listening to and watching Tribulation Baptist Church. And I'm the pastor. It's an online church worldwide. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN, Gregory News Network, and shows since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And now I'm going to read out of the Holy Word of God, more of the Holy Word of God in Psalms 111. Stand by. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen, the works of his hands, are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and in uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. That was Psalm 111, ladies and gentlemen. Come to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I've been having shows with Blog Talk Radio since 2013. I log into my site on blogtalkradio.com, schedule a show, and I broadcast right here on my cell phone worldwide on the internet. Also, there is a breaking news story going on. La Palma volcano is active once again. And scientists are saying that if it has a major eruption, La Palma volcano, if it has a major eruption, it could cause a huge tsunami to go racing across the Atlantic Ocean. La Palma volcano is off the coast of Africa, and if it has a major eruption, it could send a tsunami 800 to 1,000 foot high across the Atlantic Ocean and strike the eastern seaboard of the United States. There would be total devastation. Thousands, if not millions of people could die if they don't get away from the coastal regions in time. Now, when is this going to happen? It could happen at any time. You know, of course, God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, they are in control, ladies and gentlemen. The way I see it, we're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the end days. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Also, in the month of June, next month, they're going to have an earthquake preparedness drill for the western seaboard of the United States. You know, I went through a big earthquake myself in 1994, just 10 days after my wife and I got married. We got married January 7th, 94. 10 days later, on January 17th, 1994, at 4:31 in the morning, the Northridge earthquake, and it was terrifying to say the least. But they're saying now that a quake magnitude 9.0 or higher could strike the western seaboard of the United States at any time, up north, either like Washington State or Northern California or even Southern California. So I hope you're ready, western seaboard of the United States. You know, here in America, you know, this government has turned its back on God Almighty, favoring the enemies of God more than they favor God. And that's not right, ladies and gentlemen, and the American government will be held accountable for that with God Almighty. The Lord Jesus Christ had his ministry more than 2,000 years ago. He had his ministry, and then he was crucified on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He died a horrible death on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, for 3 days, and on the third day he arose triumphantly from the grave by the almighty power of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, and one day the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Now remember, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, if you're a true believer in God, you will not take the mark of the beast either on the forehead or the right wrist. Because if you take the mark of the beast, you're condemning yourself to the lake of fire for all eternity. Mark of the beast could be like a computer chip or just a regular mark. And whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. Okay? Please keep that, remember that. If you're a true believer, you'll never take the mark, and we won't be able to buy or sell anything, and we'll have to live, you know, well, we have to live by faith. But, you know, people, we have to trust the Lord in everything. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when God wants us, we're gonna die and go home to heaven. But those people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, they're on their way to the lake of fire to burn there forever. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You're watching Tribulation Baptist Church and listening to it here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is GMN, Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner, host, CEO, president of GMN, Gregory News Network, and shows since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called Bear Flake Show, which is now GMN, Gregory News Network, for many years, all forms of media. If you'd like for me to be a speaker at your church event or any event within reason, let me know. Give me a call on my cell phone, 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797, or email me quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. Now, I'm going to stop the simulcast, but I'll still be broadcasting for a few more minutes here on blogtalkradio.com/quakeman70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GMN Gregory News Network. Now I'm going to stop the simulcast, but keep broadcasting for a few more minutes here on Blog Talk Radio. Stand by. Hold on. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad you're still listening to my live radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's a picture-perfect day, sunshiny here in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. He never fails. Praise the Lord. And God never fails. And we still have a few minutes left, and hey, if you ever want to make a contribution, $10 or higher, much appreciated. Stand by. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I had some technical difficulties. Still have a couple minutes left here of my live radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network. Going to be wrapping up in a few minutes here. 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast. And God bless you. Today, Sunday, May 22nd, 2020. Church broadcasting, 800 Hammond Boulevard here in Jacksonville. You know, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you all. Believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a few seconds to go of this live broadcast. Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on Twitter at A good day. God bless you. Believe and trust in Jesus Christ for eternal redemption of your soul. Okay, wrapping up, this is James Lee McGregor Jr., Tribulation Baptist Church, GMG McGregor News Network. Have a great day. God bless.